The joy of Christmas is always followed in the liturgical calendar by stern reminders of the price of Christian discipleship. On Monday, Pope Benedict marked the feast of St. Stephen, the first martyr. During his weekly general audience on Wednesday, he remembered the holy innocents, the children of Bethlehem who were murdered by King Herod because of his fear that the promised Messiah would be a rival to his throne. Pope Benedict greeted 20,000 pilgrims in St. Peter's Square. He called for increased attention to the weakest among us in their spiritual journey with the Christian community.
Dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the octave of Christmas and the Feast of the Holy Innocents, we again focus our attention on Psalm 138. The hymn of praise proposes a theme that deeply resonates with the spirit of Christmas. When we commemorate the great mystery of the Son of God made man for our salvation. The second part of this psalm offers a meditation on God's all-encompassing loving gaze upon human beings.
The Holy Father then turned his attention to the idea of motherhood.
In order to describe the divine action within a mother's womb, the psalmist refers to classic biblical images. In particular, we see the creature represented as a potter and sculptor who fashions his masterpiece from the dust of the ground. Extremely powerful is the idea that from the moment of our conception, God already sees the future. In the Lord's Book of Life, the experiences of our earthly existence are already written.
The Pope also quoted one of the great fathers of the Church.
In conclusion, let us together contemplate the message of my predecessor, St. Gregory the Great, who offered hope and encouragement even to those who struggle on the spiritual and ecclesial journey, saying, "Those who have not yet obtained the spiritual gifts that would open their hearts to contemplation need not hesitate to aspire to the love of God and neighbor."
At the end of the audience, the Holy Father took a moment to remember the victims of last year's Asian tsunami, which took the lives of hundreds of thousands of people.
In questi giorni a comuna le care popolazioni colpite un anno fa dallo tsunami.
The Pope prayed to the Lord for the victims of the disaster and also for other regions of the world which have suffered natural calamities, which require what he calls concrete acts of solidarity. I'm Charles Collins.